I have a question for you as a Christian. Should we speak up or shut up? Most Christians today would take the latter option. Shut up. Just don't say anything. What am I talking about? I'm talking about when compromise is much more rewarded than confrontation. Today the Christian is seen as a weasel, wimpy mouth, puppet on a string that is dictated by societal norms and political correctness. But in contradiction to what most people promote as Christianity, we're going to talk about what Paul and Jesus Christ and Peter and Stephen and Silas and Joseph and many of the patriarchs of the Old Testament lived out in their Christian life. You know, it's one thing to take the scripture as much as possible, live peaceably with all men. It's another thing to exhort with all sound doctrine. And then the question is, where do the twain meet? You know, there's going to come a time when it's going to be impossible to live peaceably with any man that doesn't take the mark of the beast. That's according to Revelation. They're not going to be able to buy or sell or do anything unless they take the mark of the beast. What are the people that are weasel-mouthed, non-doctrinal, non-confrontational people going to do then? We know that only the grace of God is going to sustain any of God's elect during that terrible time of testing. But God's elect will come forth as gold. You know, right now we're living in a society where people are almost living in abject fear of saying anything. They don't want to have any litigation. They don't want to be sued. They don't want to be ostracized from the community. They want to be accepted by their peers and their neighbors and their coworkers. But I have a question for all of the listening audience today, and that is, was Christ accepted by his peers? Was he accepted by those in the theological circles? Was he accepted by the scribes, the Pharisees, the hypocrites? Was he not even questioned by his own disciples? Was he not ridiculed and called the son of Baal? Was he not even said that he had a devil at one time? What about Paul? Was he accepted by his peers after his conversion? Was he accepted by the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Was he given a top seat in the synagogue? Was he asked to speak at the latest leaders' convention? My mind goes back to Rick Warren, who was asked to do the prayer at the inauguration of the president. You know, we need to look at the realities of the past versus those who say they are Christians today and are weasel-mouthed compromisers. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do." Now, that was not a politically correct statement, was it? What did John the Baptist say to those? He said, "You scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" What about Paul? What did he say to him? What did Stephen say to him? Look at Stephen's last message and see what his reception was Did he analyze his audience and say all the politically correct things? He ended up getting stoned. They stoned him for what he said. He said, "You killed the Son of Glory." Well, today we are living in a time where everybody wants to be accepted, not only in the church, but in educational circles and academic circles and cultural circles and at the golf course and at the ball game, and just want everybody to say good things about them. The Bible says, "Beware when all men speak well of you." So the question today is, should we speak up or shut up? Should we speak up against the wickedness in the White House? Should we speak up against our own president supporting abortion and promoting perversion of homosexuality? Should we speak up over our president changing the Word of God into a lie? What about our congressmen and our senators who are lying to us? Should we speak up against those people? Would Jesus Christ speak against these people if he were walking this face of the earth, you know, today? Would Paul speak up against those who were turning the Word of God into a lie? In Revelation, it tells us not to add or take away from the Word of God. There's a admonition that goes with that. Well, a lot of people will tell you, Christians that call themselves Christians, "Oh, just shut up. Just, you know, don't say anything. There's no use raising any kind of hassle over this. Just shut up about it." What about those who are living in doctrinal cesspools? The all paths lead to God people, the people that are promoting Arminianism and free willism, and people who are trying to deny the sovereignty of God in salvation, and putting on the airs that man can do something to save himself. What about those people? Should anybody say anything to those people, or should you just speak? Should we speak up, or should we shut up? What about people that are promoting infant baptism and baptismal regeneration and sacramentalism? Should we say anything to those folks? What about the Roman Catholics who are worshiping Mary and all other forms of idolatry and graven images and praying to the dead and necromancy and patron saints, worshiping patron saints, and confessing their sins to a priest, and worshiping the Pope? Should we say anything against Roman Catholicism? Should we speak up or shut up? What about the liberal seminaries? What about the seminaries that are denying the virgin birth of Mary? They're saying that the stories in the Old Testament about the parting of the Red Sea and the walls of Jericho falling down and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel and Lion's Den, all that's just fables. It's not true. What should we say to these folks? Should we speak up or shut up? What about the evolutionists? And say, "Oh, you know, God, you know, there is a God and or a great architect of the universe, but he worked in conjunction with science and over trillions and millions and trillions of years ago," who deny the six-day literal creation found in Genesis. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day, and so on. Should we speak up or shut up about that? What about the denominations that are ordaining women in the churches. Oh, now we're really getting into a sensitive area here. Let your women be silent in the churches. Let them not teach or usurp authority over the man. Let them learn at home. Teach their women at home. Should we teach? Should we speak up or shut up about that? Well, what about homosexuality? Society says it's okay to be gay. Hey, everybody has a right to do that kind of thing. That's their choice. Let it be. Should we call it as it is, as God calls it, as an abomination, a perversion? Should we speak up or shut up about that? What about divorce and remarriage? Christ says that we are to be the husband of one wife and the wife of one husband. Should we speak up or shut up about that? Our churches are full of people who have been divorced and remarried multiple times. What about use of alcohol, the overuse of alcohol, and drunkenness, and debauchery, and going to R-rated movies and saying you're a Christian? People today will say, oh, that Larry's just a legalist. All of what he's saying has absolutely nothing to do with our eternal salvation. Well, the Bible says that we are conformed to the image of His Son. And if His Son spoke against all of these things, shouldn't we ask His followers to do the same? Well, I'm not saying any of these speaking up against these things are going to gain any favor with God whatsoever as it relates to our eternal salvation. But what I am saying is the Bible says that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It says in another place, if you love me, you will do the things that I say. But yet, we're in such a society of people that call themselves Christian that are the furthest away from doing what Christ says or even promoting what He said. What about those that deny the doctrines of predestination, election, effectual calling, final perseverance of the saints, and particular redemption? Should we speak up or shut up about that? Well, this is something for us to think about, folks. We're in our culture and our society wants us as biblical believing Christians to shut up. But what you'll find is those who are the most anti-Christian and most anti-biblical are the ones that have the biggest mouths and are promoting homosexuality, the gay pride parade, the feminism of the culture, the free love, the I can do anything I want to talk, the promotion of liberty, liberty, liberty without any law, the lack of accountability in our culture, the if it feels good, do it mouths out there. I recently had a person tell me that they had this person in a neighborhood that had all kind of dogs. This person owned like 4 big dogs. But this guy said, the dogs don't bother me. The gal with the big mouth that owns the dogs is worse than the dogs. Some people have no boundaries at all. And especially you'll find that in unbelievers. But what happens is, now the believers are... the culture wants to force Christianity into a box and shut them up. They even want to take away their rights of free speech and free religion and all of that. Just like they took away those rights in the New Testament or tried to take away. They killed Stephen, they killed all the disciples, they killed Jesus, and they, as we went into the Dark Ages, we saw Roman Catholicism persecute and murder more people than were more murdered in the Holocaust. But yet we are to remain silent about these things? Well, I want us to think about that. This is just a short summary of what's going on in our culture. And the question that I want you to ask yourself, and maybe ask your pastor and ask those other people in your church and the people around you, should we speak up or should we shut up? Father, we pray that you would help us to stand for the truth of your word. Help us not to compromise. Help us not to be intimidated. Help us not to be silent about your word and your coming kingdom. And help us to be quick to take a stand and give an answer for the faith that lies within us, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.